Good morning. This is Paul Donovan, Chief Economist at UBS Global Wealth Management. It's 7 o'clock in the morning London time on Monday the 6th of July. May German factory orders have been released. This is a survey and, like all surveys, needs to be treated with some caution. The data showed a rise in factory orders in month-on-month terms of just over 10%. Is this above consensus? The consensus range in month-on-month terms was from minus 10% to plus 42.9%. It seems safe to suggest that the consensus is not especially precise at the moment. Spanish industrial production data is also due. The consensus there is similarly imprecise. For developed economies, the pattern of growth is likely to be led by consumers. Consumers emerging from lockdown have money to spend, and the first opportunity to spend in 3 months. Freed of legal restrictions, there's nothing to stop an immediate surge in consumer spending. However, production depends on complex global supply chains. A problem with one link in the supply chain can stop, or at least slow, production at other points along the chain. Because GDP measures what is made, this will mean that the third quarter is more likely to show the GDP effects of the spending and post-lockdown bounce back. A survey by the European Union Chamber of Commerce in China is suggesting that few European companies are intending to relocate their production, implying that complex supply chains are here to stay. The problem with this is that this survey has no correlation with the reality of European investment into China. Companies have a habit of saying one thing and doing completely the opposite. Supply chain relocation is likely to take time, however. The aftermath of US President Trump's trade taxes last year did not see mass relocation by US companies, for example. They just had to pay the taxes. Where alternative facilities already existed, there was some relocation, but for the most part, existing supply chains had to continue. Automation and digitization is slowly localizing trade, because it's more profitable to localize trade, and this process will be accelerated by the pandemic, but it cannot happen overnight. There are a few other data releases, but nothing that is likely to excite financial markets. There's some US business sentiment opinion polls, which investors can happily continue to ignore. Euro area May retail sales are of very minor interest, although of course expected to grow in month-on-month terms as lockdowns started to ease. That's all for today. Have a good day.
UBS Chief Investment Office's investment views are prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management business of UBS AG or its affiliate, UBS. This material has no regard to the specific investment objectives, financial situation, or particular needs of any specific recipient and is published for informational purposes only. As a firm providing wealth management services to clients globally, UBS AG and its subsidiaries offer both investment advisory services and brokerage services. Investment advisory services and brokerage services are separate and distinct, differ in material ways, and are governed by different laws and separate arrangements. In the USA, UBS Financial Services, Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS AG and a member of FINRA SIPC. For information, please visit our website at ubs.com/workingwithus. For a full legal disclaimer applicable to the independent investment views produced by UBS, please visit our website at ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer.